A reading from John, the 10th chapter. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Once upon a time, a real time, mind you, not an imagined one, there was a wolf. He was a fat old thing. You see, he had it pretty easy. Whenever he wanted to eat, he only had to walk out the door of his cave and look at the sheep that grazed outside. He'd eye this one or that, and then he'd go after it. And with a pretty minimal struggle, he'd bring that sheep down and eat away. The more he ate, the bigger he got. The bigger he got, the hungrier he grew. He was a wicked old thing. Sometimes he'd just poke the door, his head out the door and howl, and all the sheep would begin to shudder at the very sound of him. And he chuckled to himself, "Yes, you better be afraid, you stupid sheep, because one of these days I'm going to eat you, and it won't be pleasant. Oh, no, it won't. Ah, ah." This big bad wolf, you see, he had a name of fear. The sheep had only to think of it, and they'd get all wobbly in their knees, and some would faint outright. His name, you see, was Death. And Death was always hungry and never satisfied, always eating sheep, always wanting more. And he stank. The very smell of him was worse than his name or his howl. He was altogether dreadful, let me tell you. He was in charge. And the sheep knew it. There came a day when he was feeling hungrier than usual, poked his head out the door of his cave to roar, and couldn't believe his eyes. Right there, in front of his door, almost on his doorstep, was the fattest, juiciest sheep he had ever seen. The effrontery of it! He drew the air into his foul lungs and let out a stone-splitting howl. And all the other sheep in the vicinity turned tail and ran. They were afraid. All but the one sheep that was grazing right outside his door. That sheep paid him no heed at all. Just kept on munching away like he hadn't even heard him. He's getting mad now. He came bounding out the door right up to that impertinent animal. Again, he sucked the air into his lungs, and this time he breathed a blast right in the sheep's face. And the sheep looked up and blinked as the hideous odor of decay was blasted all over it. Totally unconcerned, the sheep blinked and then stared. The wolf was getting himself into a tizzy. "Don't you know who I am?" he snarled. The sheep looked at him and said, "Yes, I know." Calm, at peace even. The other sheep began to creep back from a distance to watch. They couldn't believe what they were witnessing. "Well," snarled the wolf, "aren't you afraid?" That sheep looked Death, that old wolf, right in the eye and said, "Of you? You have got to be kidding." Now the wolf was livid. He spoke low and menacing. "You're for it, lamb chops. You're not gonna have it easy. I'm gonna take you down painfully, slowly. There was a moment of silence, and the sheep said, "I know." The other sheep had been watching because they'd never heard anything like this before. And yet the moment the wolf pounced, they turned away. A great sadness filled them. They thought, well, they scarcely dared to hope that it was just possible this once that the wolf wasn't going to get his way. But their hopes were dashed. It was awful. It was ugly. The wolf chowed down, slow, painful, just like he said. And in the end, there was nothing left. He turned his rude face red with blood to the other sheep, and he belched a big one. And they turned tail and ran, knowing he'd be back for them one day soon. As the wolf went back into his cave, he took out a toothpick, cleaned his teeth, and he thought, "My, oh my, I don't think I have ever tasted a sheep quite so good before. Nothing tough about that meat, oh no, rich and tender and really altogether satisfying." And the thought hit him with surprise. It was almost as though his insatiable hunger had actually been squelched for once. The thought was a little disturbing. Well, no matter. Off he went to bed. When the next day dawned, the wolf wasn't feeling quite himself. Almost as though he were getting a bit of a tummy ache. Such a thing never happened. He always woke up ravenous and went off to eat, starting first thing in the morning, at least a dozen or so sheep before the dew was off the grass. Not this morning. His tummy was grumbling. By noon, it was more than discomfort. He was feeling positively ill. He who had brought such pain on the poor sheep. He's getting a taste of it himself, and he found it most unpleasant. He kept thinking to that impertinent sheep he had eaten yesterday afternoon, the one that had tasted so strangely good. Could it have been poisoned or something? It wasn't long before he stopped thinking altogether. The pain was too great. He rolled around on the floor of his den. He howled. He yammered. The sheep outside heard the sound. They didn't know what to make of it. They crept cautiously nearer and nearer to the door of his house and turned their heads, listening. What on earth was going on in there? It was sometime in the dark of the night that the wolf let out a shuddering howl. Something was alive and moving inside its own gullet. Something that pushed and poked and prodded until with a sudden burst, the gullet was punctured and a hole ripped open. And something, rather someone, stepped right through the hole, right out of that massive stinking stomach. The wolf felt like it was dying. And I suppose in a way it was. The figure that stepped out of the wolf's belly was totally unknown to the wolf. Why? It looked like this mythical thing he'd heard about, this thing called a shepherd. Never actually met such a thing. But with a staff in his hand, he walked around and stood facing the wolf. And he began to laugh. And he laughed. And he laughed until his laughter burst open the door of the wolf's house. He laughed, and the sheep were more bewildered than ever. What was going on in there? He laughed as he looked right in the wolf's eye. "So you don't recognize me, old folk? 'Twas I who ate outside your house just those 3 days ago. 'Twas I that you promised would die horribly, and how you kept your promise, and what do you propose to do about me now?" "You!" the wolf gasped. The voice was the same. He recognized it. This shepherd was indeed the sheep he'd swallowed down. "You! How? Oh, the pain!" The shepherd smiled and said, "Well, I think you're pretty harmless now, my friend. Go on and eat some of my sheep. I promise you, fast as you swallow them down, I'm going to pull them out right there from that hole that I made in your belly. And then you'll never be able to touch them again. Ta!" The wolf howled in fear and anger and rage. There was nothing he could do. The shepherd had tricked him, fooled him good. And the shepherd stepped outside the door. He called the sheep together. They knew his voice too. They'd heard it before. They stood before the lamb who had become the shepherd, and they listened as he told them what would happen. "You'll die too. He'll come out in a few days, hungrier than ever. He'll chow on you and swallow you down. Don't worry. I punched the hole through his belly. And I promise you, I will bring you out again. Once upon a time, and the time was 2,000 years ago, and the promise still holds. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. 'Tis the comfort of the resurrection that your Jesus reaches you today." Let the old wolf howl and snarl all he will. You know about the hole in his tummy. You know the sheep who is the shepherd, your good shepherd.